Welcome to GamerCast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And this is episode 31.
We think it's 31.
Yeah, it's 31. It was 30 last week.
It was 37 last week.
Oh, don't confuse me. I have no trouble keeping track of these episodes.
Alright, this is the new GamerCast.
Yeah, we changed
a bit. It's brand new. We fired all the existing staff, and we hired them again. And we've gotten people to help us, like Catherine, because she knows stuff, and we can ask her stuff. So this is the new structured GamerCast, where there is some structure to the show. We basically have letters, then we go over new releases for this week, then we go over the three main or however many headlines we can find for that week, and then we talk about our usual whatever's going on stuff.
And then sliced in between that, like butter between bread when you're having jam, we'll have our little bits of us veering off into the worlds of
the worlds of the unknown.
Paul and Adam. So
letters. We actually got quite a few this week. We still did not get any audio letters. You can send us letters by emailing us at feedback@gamercast.net, posting on the blog. That goes into our letter collection box as well. And feel free to email us audio letters as well, because then we can play them in the show, and that's really cool. Catherine sent us a letter. Hey, I commented last week. Sad face. Anywho, just wanted to say Chibi Robo isn't really like Animal Crossing. And
right.
Keep up the good work.
I want to answer this question. I agree with her. The reason why I said it is I have yet, unfortunately, sad face, not been able to play the game. Got money, will be able to afford it in a couple of weeks. But spoke to someone who had got it and said that he felt like it was a cross between, it felt like at the same sort of feelings when you play Animal Crossing to that, the quirkiness and the weirdness and the coolness of the weird things that you do. He said it's like Animal Crossing mixed with something you've never ever seen before in your entire life. So it was just the way that it was described to me.
Mixed
and I just
with
really,
a robot.
Yeah.
Named Robo.
It was just the way that he described it, and I just used that to say this is how I think it's described. So it's not in gameplay probably anything like it, and Catherine does have
it. It's probably
it.
Something like Half-Life 2 or something.
It's like Halo with a robot with a toothbrush. The Master Chief. But no, don't take me completely literally on it. It's just it's got that. I would say when you try to describe Animal Crossing to someone and it's like that, it's a weird wacky game where you live with a load of animals and stuff like that. Chibi Robot's pretty much like that. You're trying to explain that you're a tiny little robot that goes around doing all the housework for a group of people. So, yeah, that changes that.
Right, next up, we got a letter from Wester.
Yay, he's not dead.
Wester is not dead.
He's been on holiday somewhere. I bet he didn't have internet access.
Yeah, his letter is posted on the blog, so you can check it out there, because I'm not even going to attempt to read this.
As usual, it's very long.
I mean, what's he saying? Valve's brickety boxes, blah, blah, blah. The boxes, you should be buying it through Steam, blah, blah, blah. So we said last week, the Half-Life 2 boxes and stuff of that are all crap. Because it's a flimsy DVD box with a single piece of card in it, and that's crap. We like meaty boxes like Age of Empires 3.
Oblivion.
Catherine replied back to Wester saying she agrees with me. Of course she agrees. Everyone agrees with me. You know, you would always want a box as well as, you know, downloading it is cool, but they should send you a box as well.
There's something aesthetic about a box that's quite pleasing to the eye.
It's a physical thing. It's not magnetic data on a drive.
You know, I even quite happy with, like, the World of Warcraft box, because that's a thick DVD box similar to like what they used for the original release of Sims 2, but it's that cardboard sleeve with the Velcro opening out with some real nice tactile material put on the cardboard, so where all the pictures are, when you rub your fingers over, it's more nice and smooth like a screen and stuff, and there's just something about it, it's artistic niceness, you know, even if it is like your copy of Doom 3 on the shelf there, that's a DVD box with a cardboard cover over a box sort of thing. Or then if you look at Oblivion, or Oblivion is a bit more, to be honest, I have boxes like Oblivion already and they're for DVDs, and there's just something like a series box.
Although
set.
They shouldn't make whole boxes out of cardboard. The cardboard does need to be reinforced a lot more than it is, because you can see, you know, 10 years down the road, it falling apart.
That's why I never lend anybody a DVD that is in a cardboard. I actually swapped them. If they really want to borrow it, I swap them over for the DVD boxes and swap the films over.
Right, we also had an email blog post type thing from
Bob Man, the Halo champion. Is he going to buy Halo 2 when it comes out? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, Bob Man, are you going to buy Halo 2 when it comes out on PC?
You can be Spartan 117, also known as Master Chief.
Anyway, what does he say? He says, "Hey guys, not listened to the show yet." Well, listen to the bloody show. Not had a chance, work is a pain. Well, I won't bore you, but I bought Half-Life 2 Episode 1 last night. Must say, an absolutely awesome game in capital letters. From what others say, I find it easy to order through Steam, and I love that, but I have the original Half-Life in a box, Half-Life 2, Blue Shift and all in boxes, blah blah. I would like Episode 1 in a box, can't find one for love nor money. If you go down Game or Game Station or any other game store, it's probably number 1, 2 or 3 in the chart, plastered full of boxes. It's not hard to miss. But I probably won't play it once I've completed it. Okay, cool. We did get one other letter from Chapstick, but I'm going to merge that into the section later on. He talks a bit about compatibility. So that's this week's letters.
Yep. Thank you for all the letters. I appreciate it. I know I keep whinging for people to send more letters, but it's nice to know what other people are thinking. Roll off it.
We managed to waste nearly 7 minutes of the show just talking about someone else's stuff. That's the way to do it.
At the end of the day, you have to realise we're gamers as well, so...
At the end of the day, you have to realise we don't like doing GamerCast. You know, we only do it because we're forced into doing it by you.
Yeah, knife point. I know one of you have got a gun on my head at 24/7. I keep seeing their face in my window every night. They're wearing one of those GamerCast t-shirts.
So yeah, consider all recurrent episodes are us being nice to you. I mean, doing GamerCast is just hell, isn't it?
It's a chore.
We're only doing it because the promise of future money, or because people have guns to our head.
You do realise Paul has to get out of bed to do this?
Exactly. I mean, it's 5:30 at the moment. I'd get up specifically for this.
Exactly.
You know, what the hell's up with that?
I was playing Warcraft. I had to log off. I was in the middle of kicking the crap out of some raptors. My new broadsword. Anyway. New releases this week. We're thinking of... Well, basically, we're going to do this new release.
And these releases will come from Catherine, from her post on dunews.net. But they also have extra games listed because she seems to be overly biased to the PSP, so we had to fix that.
But basically, the reason why we're doing this is for the fact that normally...
I mean, she missed out MotoGP on the 360.
Yeah.
MotoGP, man!
But then if you look at it from our point of view, we'd be the opposite way around, where we probably would have gone, oh, this Friday MotoGP, and then just got on with it. And unless something really, really uber-amazing came out...
Well, Battlefield 2.
You know, we would...
Rehash edition.
We wouldn't really get that exciting. So what we're doing now is, instead of making a
big
deal...
We're getting input from someone else who's slightly different to us.
But you have to agree, Paul, in most episodes, we've always gone for the big game and then talked loads about it. With this section, what we're intending to do is not talk major amounts about it, but just go through what's out there. So even if it's something we don't like, you might go, oh my god, it's out already, damn it, and then hit pause on GamerCast and go running down the game and go buy it or something.
No, transfer it onto your portable machine or your phone or whatever. Listen to GamerCast on the way.
While you're running like a crazy person to Game or Game Station to go buy this game you forgot was coming out. So yeah, that's what we're going to do with this.
This week's key releases, which we noticed, there are probably, I mean, we're always going to miss releases, as I cut a few off because I couldn't pronounce them or because they were crap. Or, I mean, you know, there's some game on there, Sensible Soccer's on there. What's the point of fucking talking about that?
Yeah. So we're not going to go majorly detailed, but this just means that we're going to be saying a few more titles than we normally would and be less intimate about it.
And look, we're actually going to start off with a PSP release.
Yes.
How fucking twisted is that?
Talkman. Is that what was advertised a minute ago with that guy going up to someone at a bar with a white PSP?
I don't have a fucking clue.
Yeah, Talkman on the PSP. It saw an advert. It looks like some weird parrot thing. It's going... symbols. I have no idea what Talkman is about, but that is out. Been released.
But I'm sure someone can email us an audio clip which we can play next week, which details what the game is about.
Nintendo Dogs, Dalmatians and Friends.
Nintendogs.
Nintendogs, sorry, excuse my language.
I know something about this one. This is on the Nintendo DS, and it's like a rehash of all the other ones.
Basically, if you are one of those crazy people that bought every single one of the Nintendo.
Even though they're all the fucking same game.
Just different dogs.
Well, no, the dogs are the same. It's just the starting dogs you are different.
Yeah. This one has got all the dogs in, so if you are one of those persons that's like...
Who spent 90 quid getting them all, now you can spend 30 quid on getting them all.
Yeah. And if you're one of those people that hasn't managed to get around to buying it yet...
Buy it, because it's a really cool game. You know, you've got your thing, and you do this, and he goes...
You can buy this one, you get your Dalmatian, I think, plus a couple of other new dogs, and you will have all the dogs from the other game. So if you haven't got any Nintendo dogs yet, get this one. Don't buy any of the other ones. This is the one you want. And I can't read. Paul's moving. Submit, you're playing with the wheelie mouse. Yeah, so that one out on the DS. Another DS, Tamagotchi Con...
Connection.
Connection Corner Shop.
Let's misspell a game for no reason.
Yeah. I haven't seen much about this. I saw a few screenshots from it.
Well, it's probably going to be like Nintendo done with a Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Is Tamagotchi the name of the actual creature or what?
It was kind of like the name... It's like the toy name for the device that holds your Tamagotchi. So it's a creature that you look after. I had one. It started off and it looked like a weird Pac-Man thing, and then it grew and it had wings, and it turned into a dinosaur, and I killed it. Although I killed it twice. The first time I killed it, it died, and it just got a halo with wings and floated around the screen for a while, and the second time was when the batteries died, and it just kind of went, made funny noises, and it never came on again. My dad nearly threw it in the swimming pool when we were on holiday, because I had it on a keyring on my bag by the pool, and he's there trying to read a book, and all he can hear is my Tamagotchi whinging because it wanted to be fed, and he's screaming at me to get out of the swimming pool, but I wouldn't come out, and I was trying to teach him how to feed my Tamagotchi from the poolside while we were on holiday. I can't remember where, I think we were in Corfu. I must have been about 15 or 14 at the time.
Yeah, but hey.
So, yeah.
We've also got...
Go on.
Movies Expansion Pack. This is on Windows.
Mm.
Which is an expansion pack for the movie, so I assume.
Yeah, it looks like, if I remember rightly, some stunt stuff on there and some other bits and bobs.
That's funny, isn't it? Lionhead released the black and white expansion pack and the movies expansion pack almost the same time. That seems very corporate.
Mm. I must admit, the movie's not something that I've really gone in for, but I've looked at Craig playing on it.
Oh, God.
I like the fact that you can play it either way. You can really get into high detail of what everybody's doing, or you can just let them mooch around and let them control themselves through the AI, as well as the fact that you can start recording and making your own films with it. It's for people that are real film buffs, it's a nice way of being able to express yourself.
It's basically a noob version of Halo. It's Halo without any of the decent stuff, just with the bit where you can film, record people doing stuff.
Yeah, you can make your own science fiction show, and at the same time you're playing Sims with the characters and the production team and doing everything. And then you can save it and have a little video that's really cool. So, you know, we could do our own version of Gamercast if we bought movies.
No, I'm not going to buy it.
No, neither am I.
We don't have money to buy it. We need to buy some stuff to blow up.
Blow stuff up.
Like a PSP. If you want to donate a PSP to us to destroy, please do, because I want to destroy one.
Yeah, if you've got a PSP that has completely stopped working, because if you try and trade it in most places, because it's a handheld console, we'll be able to test it on the shop floor. So you're not going to be able to get rid of it. So if you're one of those poor people that's got a PSP that doesn't work in your...
Or you're just bored with it.
Yeah, and you want to see it.
You give us a PSP, we make a video of the PSP being destroyed.
But I will note that we will not destroy it straight away. We are going to test Gamercast safety foam.
I'm not again.
Yeah.
If someone
gives us a console that is not necessarily working or play a game, but will switch on, at least get to a screen, we're going to keep the cables plugged in, wrap the whole thing in clean film, and then cover it in Gamercast safety foam like we did with the other PS2.
Then drag it behind a car.
Yeah, chuck it out my car, drive over it, do many things. Maybe drop it in water, because I don't know what that foam does when you drop it in water. And then plug it back in and see what happens.
I'd imagine it'll float.
Hmm. Imagine the water. I wonder, curious if the water would find its way through. I doubt that.
Cool. Who knows?
But anyway, yeah, so blowing stuff up. Back with the list.
Back on topic.
Battlefield 2 Deluxe Edition. Windows.
Probably Battlefield 2 plus the expansion pack.
Yeah, I would have thought so. which if I don't, I would be tempted to buy, but...
I would be tempted to buy, but I've got Battlefield 2, I'm not spending money on something else.
Yeah. I must admit, I've been a bit tempted towards getting Battlefield from a 360, just for the whole playing it when I'm not on
the
PC.
Totally different to the PC.
Yeah. But I've been playing the demo, and I'm quite impressed with it, but still got to play the PC version. Rise and Fall Civilization at War. Is that what you were playing a while ago?
No.
No, that was something else, wasn't it?
I was playing Rise of Legends.
Ah, so it's got a Rise in it, I knew that. That's been released.
I don't know anything about that game.
Rise and Fall Civilization War. I saw a picture of it advertised when I was looking through the PC stuff for release. Don't know much about it, I just know it's more of a campaign sort of thingy. You build stuff, destroy stuff. Yay.
Okay.
MotoGP.
Decent release, MotoGP 06 for Xbox 360.
Demo is out on Marketplace.
Download that.
Still downloading it.
Amazing thing, you can download it while you do something else.
Exactly. There was another update lately. They did another one. A real short one. That
yeah, it's probably going to fix all the problems they had in the other one.
Yeah, won't be surprised. So that looks quite good. I probably will talk about that probably more next episode when I finally got the download complete, because I realised that as cool as it is where it'll download while you're doing other stuff, it won't download while you're playing an Xbox One game. And while I was playing Halo, it kind of switched off and I was sat there for ages. It came off Halo 2.
Well, were you playing Halo Online?
No. Because all the you know when you press your
all the guide stuff switches off, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it is as if it switches the console off while in Xbox One mode, which isn't that much of a problem. Come on, we've been spending all this time having download and you can't do anything. All it means is that when I come off the game, straight away it started downloading MotoGP again. Oh, let me just throw in, actually, we finished, that's the releases this week.
The release is finished.
Before we go on to news headlines, downloaded Rose Double X, whatever.
Rose
Double X. Has a very much similar feel to Dead or Alive, the volleyball edition, in the fact that you can get your girls stretching in weird positions with different costumes on, or nick other costumes of other girls and take pictures of them. Yeah. As well as that, it's not... I was a bit curious of whether it's more of a beat-em-up in a wrestling ring, but after the fact that while I was at college, all of my friends were massive WWF fans and they forced me into playing the game on the PlayStation and N64, I know how the controls feel, and this is very much like this. If you're a wrestling fan, you know, you like the WWF sort of control system, this game is for you. It's basically... Dead or Alive girls wrestling. There are no men in it, it's just women in bikinis doing wrestling moves and all sorts of stuff.
So in other words, it's even worse than Dead or Alive.
Yeah, because it's wrestling and it's girls. And, okay, fair enough, when you say that out loud, wrestling and girls is quite appealing, but a game where you're playing wrestling, I can't...
A game where that's all the game's about.
I can't get my head around this whole doing into the locks and, you know, I want a backspin and kick their head off. But no. But if you're a wrestling fan... And you got 360, get the download down and have a go at it, because you may find this might be a game that appeals to you. Waste some time, take some pictures of your favourite girls.
It's really much more of a Western game, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can see Western playing it.
News headlines. Sorry, I said I'd do that.
Halo 2. Everyone's favourite game.
Damn right, start playing it again.
Yeah, Halo 2, we've got some more details for Windows Vista. It's going to support Live Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Live Anywhere being the Live Anywhere feature that Microsoft announced at the
E3,
yeah.
Which basically, as a quick note, what they're adding for Vista is the ability to have live, so you have the same features that the 360 has, but as well the live feature will go through MSN Messenger Live, as well as the live feature on all mobile phones that have Windows Mobile.
Or the Java client, which may or may not exist.
Yeah.
So basically, you'll be able to see your friends from your PC. Start that. I mean, I'll quote from the Bungie website. Can I see my existing friends on Xbox from Windows Vista? Yes. Live Anywhere extends to the Xbox Live service beyond Xbox. Anytime you're logged in with your gamertag, your friends can see you, and you can see them, no matter what device you are using. pretty cool stuff. It also makes finding people you want to play with all the easier.
Which I think quite cool, seeing the fact that if you're trying to play on your Xbox, or say you're playing live on the PC and you want to play against me, and I'm, I don't know, sat in the back garden eating a pack of crisps or something, if I've got my mobile on me, you don't have to text me. It says Super Gojin is in, on his mobile, and you just send me a message and I'll just go to the PC, log in, and psh, gaming. It's definitely a nice feature.
It will also come with a map editor, which is cool. Halo 1 had a map editor as well. They released it after. It was called Halo Custom Edition, I think.
Well, that'd be pretty cool.
You won't be able to play Halo 2 against Halo 2 Xbox One people because the Live Anywhere infrastructure just isn't on the Xbox side of it at all.
Yeah.
Will Halo 2 be available on my cell phone with Live Anywhere? No, we do not plan on making Windows mobile version of the game at this time. Once Live Anywhere launches on cell phones, you'll be able to access your friends list and see their achievements in Halo 2 Vista.
So there you go. And then we got a very creepy picture of Bill Gates when he's younger with a really cheesy old monitor that's gotten a picture of an elite composited onto it.
The original monitor had the Microsoft logo on it.
Yeah.
You know, the old one with the fancy O. So yeah, that's Halo 2. So we've got some more details for that. So that sounds really cool.
Definitely.
What else is there? THQ announced Xbox 360 version of Tetris. Everyone loves Tetris.
It rocks. I actually found when I went home last night, my mum had her Game Boy back out again. She's got an original Game Boy with Tetris. She was giving that what for last night. Yeah, Tetris. Did they say it was 3D? Or was it 360? They just
360.
Yeah, so
There's two probabilities of what it's going to be like. One is going to be a port of Tetris Worlds, which would be bad.
Yeah.
Or there is the good thing where it would be an Xbox Live game, Xbox Live arcade game.
Another one that will be so lush to be able to pick up and just play, because I'm looking forward to the fact that when I'm bored, I've got my music playing and I'm just hit some downloads and I'm not in the mood to go pick up a disc, shove it in, and start playing a game. You know, I'm just waiting for 5 minutes to pass before tea's ready, or I'm going to go down and play on the PC or something. You know, straight away, I'm in, what's it called? With the ships.
Battleships?
No, Evolution. Evolved. Geometry Wars Evolved. I can't think of that.
Ships? They're not ships, they're shapes.
Shapes like ships. I'm trying to say that fast when you're drunk. You know, that's pretty much the one game that I really love playing, but the whole concept now of being able to play that, or Pac-Man, or Tetris, or Street Fighter Alpha, or Mortal Kombat, just being able to just quickly jump in there, play it, then jump back out and get on with whatever.
And you don't have to put a fucking disc in.
Yeah, it's nice.
Which is so annoying.
Simple game.
Also in the news this week, rumour news, is PS3 downgrades. Sony have come out and said it's rubbish, but Sony for you. They're not going to admit it, are they? Basically it said, blah, 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 because the yield of the cell are so low, and yes, they are really low, they're going to downclock the cell to 2.8 gigahertz from 3.2.
To knock down the price, basically.
Price will be the same. It'll just be slower.
Why would they do that?
Well, because they can't get it. They can't get enough 3.2 gigahertz chips.
Which is the other reason why.
Well, it has dropped from 3.5 gigahertz. That's what it was originally rumored to be. Then it was 3.2.
I wouldn't be surprised if this has got something also to do with the dev kits being late.
Well, I mean, this would be fine on machine hardware. Because the yields, the number of processes at work you can get out of each batch was so low they had to, you know, lower the frequency to get enough of the chips to work. So that's where the rumor has come from. So that is the news headline for this week.
And I can only give one answer for that last news headline. Use that same amount of money that you save up because you're sad and you're deluded and you want to buy a PS3, and be the righteous person you can be and go out and spend it on a 360 and a Wii and a few games, and be happy. And be happy with yourself. Right, Sony.
On to our main normal topics.
Yep, Sony Online Entertainment
are trying to compete with GamerCast. Good luck.
With their podcast. So that basically is a podcast for Sony Online Entertainment, which is a server that does Star Wars Galaxies, EverQuest, and they bought out Matrix Online now, and PlanetSide, and many others that I can't remember. And all the other EverQuest versions.
All the online RPGs that have failed, basically.
Yeah, apart from WoW.
WoW is a success.
I've been talking to people that have been playing EVE, and they agree it's very addictive, very boring until you've been playing it for at least 2 months straight, and then it gets interesting. Although I actually found one thing out that I didn't realise. Just interrupting the conversation here, we'll go back to it in a second. You've got a ship, and you're doing mining and stuff. You go send it somewhere, and you're mining, and you know nothing's going to attack you. When you log out, your ship still sits there and mines. You can still make it do stuff while you're logged out. And one of them that I was talking to,
yeah,
said,
whoopee-doo-dah.
One of his mates actually has two accounts because he sits there with a laptop and one of them mines while he plays with the other ship. It's like, that's just sad. I couldn't do that. Playing WoW's my limit.
Alright, so yeah, they've got a podcast and the official verdict is it's crap.
Right, if you're a regular listener to this show and you remember when we were taking the mick out of Bobman for the whole American thing, and we keep using this website that allows us to create an American digital voice. It sounded like that. Until a woman spoke, who was a woman from EverQuest. The bloke is so monotone and so like it's a computer voice, apart from no words being mucked up by the computer voice. That's what it sounds like.
You know, be human.
Are we going to play some of it for Bobman? Because he'll love it.
Oh, shit. Hang on. Where it's gone.
Bobman would absolutely.
Yeah, we're just going to play a clip of the podcast.
Just so you can get the sound of the voice. This is the reason why Bobman listens to our show, because of the way we talk normally, not like this.
Here we go. Tom.
Welcome to the first edition of the SOE World's official podcast. I'm Adam Zafak Stevens, Community Content Manager for Sony Online Entertainment. The SOE Worlds podcast is a conglomeration of news and events from SOE Games. Included in this installment, exciting news from EverQuest, EverQuest 2, and EverQuest Online Adventures. So, without further ado, please enjoy the first SOE Worlds official podcast.
Okay then!
Hi, this is Christina Delzer, also known as...
Oh man.
I hope the music woke you up, because I was falling asleep then.
That's why they need the little jingles in there.
Nice jingle, though. I'll give them that.
Hey, the stuff we stole from Hellfire is better.
Nah, the intro to Oblivion was better.
Yeah, that was cool. I'll have to listen to that episode again.
So, a new podcast.
So Sony have jumped on the cool wagon, where it's cool to have a podcast. Where, you know, we've been on the podcast wagon before it was cool.
Yeah.
We're old school, man.
We're that old school. All we are is a podcast. We're not even a website.
Exactly.
We have one.
But it's just to get the podcast.
Yeah.
So yes, Sony jumped on the cool wagon of being cool and having a podcast, and it's just so corporate. Such a... God. It's almost crap. It's crap.
So it sounds like a computer voice as well. I apologise to the guy if he actually does listen to this show and he's the guy that...
He probably does. He probably got the idea from this show.
But, dude, gotta get a bit of into your voice.
I mean, you know, take Microsoft, Xbox's podcast. Unofficial.
Mm.
The guy is a human being. He works on the Xbox Live team.
Major Nelson.
I'm not sure what he does on the Xbox Live team. I don't know if he's an engineer or evangelist or what.
Yeah, because the Major Nelson was always used a lot for the gamertag system, showing you what it would do and how it all works and stuff. So
yeah, so was, you know, Hero Protagonist.
Yeah, so I imagine he's probably somewhere along that line.
But yeah, I mean, he's got a podcast out there. He started doing it for no reason at all,
mm.
Just to get information out to the community. Because unlike Sony, Microsoft is a very transparent company in comparison, especially to Sony and Apple. Because, you know, Apple sue their own fan base. They're posting stories about them. It's like, what the frack?
These are the people that actually will buy
stuff.
These
are the people who buy your stuff. You don't sue them. Because if you sue them, they won't have enough money to buy your stuff.
And then you.
But I mean, Microsoft have, you know, thousands of bloggers all going on about stuff.
Hmm.
I mean, Mini Microsoft's the most famous one because he keeps on going about how bureaucratic the whole company is and stuff like that. And gee, they don't give him the sack. You know, carry on doing it because that's the only way you can improve.
It's like Metallica. Someone had a go at them because they were whinging about people downloading their music. When they first started out, they got everybody to pirate their tracks so that they could get enough of it out there so people would listen to them.
Hmm.
You know, that's how they do it. The people realize that the best advertisement is to get people all excited about your stuff and talk about it nonstop and get other people. And it's a chain effect. And to have loads of people talking about Microsoft stuff and blogging and getting the news out there, one whisper of some really cool information is get people kind of like, oh, I definitely want that. I want that new PC upgrade or that download, or, oh my God, Vista, it's going to rock. It's a snowball effect. It starts rolling and more and more and more and more and more people start hearing about it, starting from that one whisper. So it's the way to go.
Indeed. So yeah, if you're going to do a podcast, don't wrap it up in corporate crap.
Be human.
You know, no offense to the people who are doing it, because that is their line of business where they, you know, need to hide all the nasty stuff out the way. You know, don't be afraid to let the nasty stuff come forward as well, because, you know.
Exactly.
That's what makes it good. So, yeah, we had an email from Chapstick, next section. We had an email from Chapstick saying Doomfree worked on Vista. So that's being added to the Vista compatible list. Also got some more games to go on the list: Command & Conquer Generals and Renegade, StarCraft, Final Fantasy XI, EverQuest 2, Diablo 2, Star Wars Galaxies, FIFA 2006, Call of Duty, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
List is getting bigger. It's definitely cool.
Well, I mean, I could go through and test all those games up there, but you know, most of them will work, so
yeah. Who cares? No, I'm looking forward to when that comes out. I was very close to downloading it.
But you're too much of a wuss.
Mm. I don't want to bugger up my computer because I don't want to reinstall everything at the moment. I'm kind of like, I don't think I've got the space for it anyway without having to try and put it on the second hard drive.
So yeah, that's our main topics for this week done.
Yeah.
That's the show, 32 minutes and 26 seconds.
One more point out there, because it takes me saying this about 5 episodes before anybody will respond, so I'll start now. Because we're changing the show and putting a little bit more structure in, if there's anything that we've done in the past that you can think of which we haven't mentioned, or a section that you'd want to do, fair enough. Paul's crap list only stayed out for a short period of time, but we only ended up repeating ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, what's crap stays crap, I don't get better.
Yeah. If there's anything that you think would be nice for us to do as a weekly basis, even if it's just a small stint of doing something or anything, any ideas, that would be absolutely amazing. You know, get our minds rolling and get us other things. I must admit, this is going to make the show a little bit easier to do, because before we were using the industry as a paint palette to design GamerCast by whatever was happening in the industry. That's how GamerCast evolved around, like when the 360 came out. When we first started doing it, everything was basically 360, because that was what was happening. When E3 happened, we were just E3, nothing else, just E3. With this, we'll still keep those sort of elements of when the Wii comes out, we'll be, you know, Wii. But with this structure, we'll still be able to make sure that the people that are not console fans, like Bobman, and everybody else...
See, man, we're doing this just for Bobman.
We will still have the ability to let people know what's being
since
released,
he does pay
what's
our wages.
Happening, what headlines are happening, and like with Paul at the moment with his mission for Vista compatible game list, which is rocking.
Mission?
Yeah, it's the right mission. It, you know, it gives a bit more structure, and it means that everybody's getting what they want, because I have noticed some people have been posting that only now and again does this podcast say something that they want to listen to. They like the show, but you know, we drown them in something that they're not interested in, where other people are like, oh my god, the information overload, it's everything I've always wanted, yay, my list of stuff I've got to buy is incredibly large. And then you've got Bobman going, you just talked about consoles, and I want a PC and I don't like Halo, bugger off.
Well, I mean, if you want to talk about PC stuff, there is the forum support forums on that.
Yeah,
and that's most of what we talk about is PC stuff. I mean, we posted up pics of all our setup, And, you know, there's some really nice... I mean, this Tony's setup looks quite nice. It's pretty tidy compared to everyone else's. So, yeah, there's lots of PC stuff out there.
Yeah.
Catherine's posted her setup, and it's a right mess. Chapsticks is... Well, I would say it would need a tidy. And then someone just said mine's, like, totally boring or something. It's not boring, it's tidy.
It keeps everything tidy. Everything that's not that would be considered
yeah, here we
a mess
go.
Would
it,
be
it,
out.
It was weirdo. Well, Paul, I must say your setup looks the least personal of all. It is personal. It shows my personality. I'm a tidy person.
Mine's overflowing. Although, as you know, you see my setup. It's all on the dining room table at the moment. It will be going back up into my bedroom when I get a computer desk. Yeah, although my dad doesn't want it to because he keeps nicking my PC to go on the internet.
So yeah, Bobman, check out portalforms.net, go to the general forum and we've got a pick thread. That's what it's actually called, and you can post your PC stuff in there.
Mm.
And so we're always keen to see people's setups. There's someone's registered called Mr. T, I wonder if it's the real one.
Isn't Mr. T gay?
I don't know.
Remember someone do a comic book of him bumming something and it was like,
what to Mr. Heart. T? Mr. T rules, man. You can't do that.
Beg the fool. Oh, it's a bad picture. Anyway, I think that's pretty much it for the show.
That's it, unless you can quickly think of something.
No, that's pretty much it, I would say. Apart from this Friday, DS.
Oh, yeah?
I've still got to go through that amazing, annoying thing of deciding black or white. Black or white?
Black.
I'm going off the idea of what do I want as a Wii. Do I want to go white or black with a Wii? So I'm going to be deciding that. Ooh, a white cat just appeared out of a cupboard. Hello.
Maybe that's a sign.
I'm going for a white one. A white cat. Oh. Stop sniffing my video. So yeah, that's it for the show.
Until next week.
Yep. Please give us a think. It doesn't have to necessarily be stupid. If it is stupid, it's still just as good. But any ideas for the show of something added that we could do every week would be amazing. Or even if it's just like, I don't know, I must admit, maybe one review a week might be an idea of a game.
How about every week we have a funny gaming-related video?
Yeah, something off like YouTube and thingy.
Yeah, so if this... Yeah, we'll link to it on the blog. That'd be an easy way to do it. What the hell's going on here?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And
what's
also
the date today? Sunday, isn't it? Yeah. Sunday the 18th. Right. Okay, cool. Never mind. Yeah, so if you email us, we did have someone send us a funny video with the, you know, distorted faces thing. That was actually mean. Although we didn't mention it in the show, yeah, we do get a laugh out of any stuff like that. People send us. So we'll have a weekly weird video thing as well.
Yeah, like
as long as
milk.
People send us a video link.
Yeah, and we'll put the link on the show for other people to watch, and we'll just play a bit of it in the show.
Ow!
Your white cat's very frisky.
Hello. So yeah, is that it?
Yeah, that's it for the show.
Well, hey, see you next week.
Later.